Hello and welcome to another University of Life podcast from uoflife.com. Today I've got a brief one talking about identity. Who are you? How do you find out? Why is it so valuable and exciting to know, and how it can help you figure out how to live your life better? And so let me tell you a quick story about why this is on my mind today. Yesterday I was spending some time with some friends, and one of them in particular, like when I would look in her eyes, I would just see kind of down to her core and see who she really was much more. And doing this, you can gather way more information than just by looking at external things. You know, normally we think of someone asks, who are you? And we go to the more external things. Well, I'm a writer. I do video. Maybe you're a store clerk, you know, whatever you do. Or you say, well, I live in this place, or I'm from this nationality or ethnicity, or I like photography and skiing, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But deeper than that, and maybe so deeper than that, you know, some things like I'm kind of a passionate person, or I'm calm and I like beauty, or I'm a loyal friend. But if you look in people's eyes, you can see way deeper than any of that. And you enter, it's like diving into an aquarium, and suddenly there's new life and colors and facts and emotions and experiences beyond what you can know or measure any other way. And in case this is a new idea to you, think of that phrase that people sometimes say, that the eyes are the windows to the soul. Well, what does that even mean if you can't actually look in someone's eyes and see who they really deep down truly are? And if you need further proof beyond just some pithy quote, then think about making eye contact, or try it and tell me, do you feel vulnerable? Do you feel exposed? And most of you probably will to some point, because at some deep level, we all know that people can see straight through us when they look in our eyes. And that's such a great gift. Our culture avoids it because it feels intrusive. It's kind of like you wouldn't walk up to someone's house and cup your hands around your eyes and peer in through their windows. That's, you know, that's their private house. And sometimes we feel like, you know, our souls are private. We don't want people staring at them either. But we miss out on some of the richest experiences that life has to offer, period. So do it anyway. Do it with your friends. Do it with yourself in the mirror. Do it with strangers as you walk by. And with some practice where you get to trust your impressions a little bit more, then it's really rewarding. So let me talk a little bit more about identity again. So with my friend, I noticed that she has this soul, this energy, whatever, this personality that's vibrant and exciting and alive, and it's willing to take risks. And she happens to be an athlete, like she plays soccer and likes riding motorcycles and things. And so that's a lot of who she is. And by pointing that out, so she knows that about her, it not only helped remind her, like, this is who you are, and whoever you are, whatever it is, you have a need to express that, to put that into use. And if you don't use yourself, if you don't express yourself, who you are, then you feel bored and stifled, and life isn't as meaningful. So if you're like an exciting person, and I kind of labeled that last night, I labeled that as like a race car driver personality, like willing to take chances. And the reason why she likes to go out and take chances and live a little bit on the edge is because she's smart enough and alive enough, and it matches her to handle it. And so if she's just sitting doing something calm, which she can also do, and that's fine sometimes, but it doesn't express all of her skills and talents. And so they start clamoring, saying, hey, I want to express myself, you know? And so if she gets too much lack of excitement, she'll get bored. So there, one point is that by knowing who you are, then you can express who you are and make life more meaningful. Secondly, just because she likes some risk and likes to go for it and be alive like that doesn't mean that she doesn't have other experiences that frighten her. She's going to a new school, for example, and that makes her a little bit uncomfortable. She's unsure, you know, about making new friends and everything. But knowing who she is allows her to think, okay, this is scary, but remember, I kind of like scary, and so maybe that'll help her figure out how to manage her situation. So please put this whole idea to use. Make more eye contact with people, see who they are, and tell some friends about them. Make them listen to this podcast so they can look at you and see who you are. And I promise it is one of the most encouraging, nurturing, affirming, validating experiences you can have, to have someone look at you and see who you actually are. And when they do, they'll understand you better, they'll relate to you better, they'll know how to work with you better, and you'll have that rich connection that just makes life so much sweeter. I don't know about you, but that's probably what I want more than anything else, to live in a world of people who are connected, who see each other. And it would cure so much conflict, you know, big political ones and little interpersonal ones. And it would heal a lot of the depression that's out there. Would just be so much better. So I hope you'll do that. And if you do, I would really love to hear about your experience. So visit youoflife.com and find this post. I'll title it, "Who Are You and Why Does It Matter?" Do a search and leave some comments down below. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time at youoflife.com. Have a great day.